Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
And realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. And there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging around with me today. It's my pleasure, as always. And you're going to be glad you did, because one of my friends, Rosemary Alabash, is with us. Rosemary is the state director of for Alabama of the National Federation of Independent Business, the NFIB. And as you know, I have many friends who are with the NFIB. I've been a member of the NFIB now. I think I'm in my 16th or 17th year. I can't remember. Probably at least 16th year as a member of the NFIB. I paid my dues every year. And that's the reason why, folks, I'm very glad and I feel justified in recommending that you join an organization like the NFIB and make a contribution to their efforts. And we're going to get Rosemary in here to tell us what she's been up to on behalf of small business owners, especially on this Labor Day. Rosemary, welcome back to the show.
Good morning. Thank you for having me, Jim, and good morning to all your listeners.
It's good to have you back. And by the way, happy Labor Day.
Happy Labor Day to you and your listeners.
Now, are you paid? Do you get a paid day off on Labor Day?
I do get a paid day off.
That's a good thing, isn't it?
It's a good thing.
So, now, one of the things that I've been talking about for a long time now, Rosemary, and you may not know this, is I've been trying to get one day set aside to honor those who pay everybody to be off on Labor Day, small business owners. What do you think about my idea?
I think your idea is a great idea, Jim.
Well, and my thinking on this thing, Rosemary, is that we do it on a Sunday. We make it a federal holiday on a Sunday, because that way it wouldn't cost any extra payroll. You know, why give a small business owner a federal holiday if it costs us money?
And then all my small business owners that are involved in their church get to go do what they're going to do normally on Sunday without getting a substitute.
They can go to church, and then they can go have picnics. We can go have picnics on Sunday and celebrate small business owners. And I think we should do it in August. I've decided it should be in August, because that's when politicians are already in their districts, and they could sort of warm up on us before they go talk to their unions on Labor Day. What do you think?
I think that's a really good idea, and you just need to decide what Sunday you want to do it on.
The second Sunday. It's always going to be the second Sunday in August. That's my story, and I'm trying to get some traction on this thing. But isn't it amazing, Rosemary, that the people who sign the front of more than half of all paychecks in America, over 70 million, and who create most of the new jobs in America, don't have their own day? There's something wrong with that picture, isn't it, Rosemary?
Well, you know, Jim, the way I look at this is NFIB small business owners and all the small business owners in Alabama, and quite frankly, we are 97.3% of employers in Alabama with less mm-hmm. than 500 employees. And I can tell you, my folks and all these others are working all the time, and they just don't get a day off much. So it would be a wonderful way to honor them and what they contribute to Alabama's economy and also to their own communities, because my folks are the real volunteers, you know, up and down Main Street.
You know, one of the things that I try to do as much as I can, Rosemary, is talk to small business owners about the importance that they play in this economy, in this national economy, and even the global economy. And that is, you know, so many times we look in the mirror and we've had a rough week. An employee left us, a customer gave us a hard time, the bank's, you know, not complying with, not working with us as well as we think they ought to, and you know, we're having challenges with collections and all that sort of thing. And we look in the mirror and we say sometimes, you know, am I making any difference? Do I matter? Is what I'm doing worth anything? Is it really count? And you know, Rosemary, I remind them that their small business owners are extremely important to their employees, to their customers, the part that the role that they play in the quality of life of so many people, they really should stop and take some stock of that, shouldn't they?
They really should. And, you know, the wonderful thing about Alabama is the Alabama congressional delegation, Jim, and of who we have 9 members here, 8 of them are endorsed by NFIB, mm-hmm. which means that they have a more than 70% voting record on small business issues. So
right.
in addition to the congressional delegation, Governor Riley here is a former NFIB member. And he is very cognizant and says it numerous times about what employers do, small business owners do for the economy in Alabama.
We need more members of Congress to have been a member of an organization like the NFIB, because that would mean that more of our members of the government would have made a payroll. And that's what we need, ladies and gentlemen. It's 2012. We're going to be right back with our good friend Rosemary Alabash. She's with the NFIB in Alabama. We're back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. That's where you can find the show and the articles and the archives and the Brain Trust members, our newsletter, the blog, lots of good stuff there that'll help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful. smallbusinessadvocate.com. And also askjim.biz. That's the knowledge base. That's where you can get your answers. Questions answered instantaneously. So hope you'll check that out when you get a chance. Rosemary Alabash is our guest. She is the director, the state director of the NFIB, the National Federation of Independent Business, for the state of Alabama. And she is here to talk to us about the small business look at things during, especially from a public policy standpoint, on Labor Day. And Rosemary, there are so many things that are trying to be pushed through, that have been and that are being attempted to be pushed through Congress, that are, in my opinion, are almost things that you would have expected 100 years ago to be tried, not something that you try in the 21st century, which I consider to be the century of the entrepreneur. I mean, these are throwback legislations that are going to put more chains on the economy and to hold it back rather than to help it grow, aren't they?
That's exactly right, Jim. And, you know, this year I think that NFIB has had to stand tall more in Congress than since, you know, the 90s. One of the issues that we fought tooth and nail on and we prevailed on only in the Senate by a vote of 51-48 was the so-called Employee Free Choice Act.
Yeah, the so-called.
And
it should have been called the Employee No Choice Act.
That's exactly right. And what their target was on this piece of legislation was truly aimed towards small business. It's actually a union bill, and unions, because of the large losses of union members in certain industries...
Down to 8% in the private sector now, nationally,
right.
I think.
As a matter of fact, the largest unions right now are state employees and teachers
right.
across the nation. I mean,
right.
they're actually public employees. But this bill was so close, it passed the House. We had NFIB members calling from all around this nation, and thanks to people like you promoting it on their radio show, we prevailed 51-48. But I will tell you, we truly expect this legislation to come back in this Congress. So this is an issue, and for the listeners out there, it's so difficult as you go through this very, very long bill, but the whole point of the thing is it leaves out the workers having any kind of privacy on deciding on whether they want to join a union or not. Everything comes out in the open.
Currently, for the last 100 years, if somebody wanted to join a union, they could go into a place where they could cast a secret ballot, and the numbers would be counted. Nobody would know who voted how.
That's right.
And if it failed, nobody would know. There wouldn't be anybody that you would know that you could have recrimination against. But under this new law that they're proposing, the employee so-called free choice, but no choice at all really, then somebody could walk up in front of you, stick a form in your hand, and while they were watching you, ask you to vote.
Well, and in addition to the employees, the employers, the small business owners, which this was truly aimed at, it would create what we call binding arbitration on the employer, and then the employees would automatically be part of the collective bargaining process. But this bill goes even further than that. It would require that a government official would make labor contract decisions within 30 days of the mediation.
Mm-hmm.
And it's binding. So it means that small business owners really wouldn't get any kind of voice in their own contract.
See, I see when I overlay those kinds of that kind of a scenario, Rosemary, when I overlay that over a many businesses that I know that would be in the wheelhouse of this kind of would be a perfect fit for this kind of legislation. I see those businesses basically being out of business within 1 year after becoming that kind of organization.
Well, in truth, Jim, in addition to that, small businesses typically don't have human relations departments.
That's right.
Or in-house legal counsel. So every time they're dealing with a legal document, they're paying an hourly rate to an attorney if they can find one in their small town or small area that actually specializes in arbitration.
Mm-hmm.
So it just creates not only a loss of their business, it actually digs into any capital they might have because they're going to be paying legal fees.
And you know, the irony of all this, Rosemary, is that Europe has these kinds of laws and have had now for decades. They've become very uncompetitive, and the leadership in those countries right now are trying to move away from those kinds of constructs.
And yet
we got people in this country who are trying to move us toward them, even though we can look at Europe and see that those are losers. Those kinds of laws are losers. They will cause our country to become even more uncompetitive.
You know, Jim, this is the thing that we really like to focus on with NFIB members and other small business owners, because I have others that call me
right
all along.
That's NFIB.com, by the way, ladies and gentlemen. I encourage you to go there, as I have been doing now for a long time, 10 years, actually. No, it's actually 10 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. We'll be right back with Rosemary Elabash. Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Rosemary Elabash, someone who works very hard for small business owners every day as the director of the National Federation of Independent Business for the state of Alabama. And Rosemary, one of the things, by the way, happy Labor Day, everyone. Hope you have a great one, and please be safe. Rosemary, there's one thing that small business owners could take a lesson from the unions. You know, unions, by definition, are organized. I mean, that's basically what they do. And by being organized, they get their voice heard, don't they? I mean, by golly, unions, I mean, if you think about it, pound for pound, they probably are the loudest group on the planet. Small business owners need to learn how to covey up a little bit more and get a little more organized and have our voices heard. And that's what I like about what folks like you at the NFIB and others do. You gaggle people together, small business owners together, and you give them a voice, don't you?
We do, Jim. And one of the things that NFIB does that I don't know of any other trade group that does it on a nationwide basis, we do it not only on the nationwide, but we do it individually in states. Is
all the state houses.
We actually have a voting record, and we record how elected officials vote on issues that NFIB members have already voted on to either support or oppose.
Right.
And one of the things I would like to really ask your listening audience to do is look at how they vote. You know, they come home during August recess, they will slap you on the back, shake your hand, ask how you're doing. But do you turn around and ask them directly, did you vote on this Employee Choice Act?
Mm-hmm.
And if the voting citizens of this country would really start looking at how their elected official votes, not whether you like them personally or not, not whether you've known them for a long time, but how are they voting on the issues?
Yep.
And NFIB actually publishes this voting record, and I will tell your listening audience that we let members of Congress know, and we let members of state houses throughout the 50 states know how NFIB members have voted on an issue. We let them know up front.
I get those, by the way, folks, as a member of the NFIB, I get those grassroots ballots that where they ask, you know, how do you feel about this, and you fill those out and send them in, and that's basically how the NFIB works, is they work off of what you say. But you know, Rosemary, one time to speak to your point, one time my member of Congress had a pretty good voting record. He'd had more than a 70% small business voting record, but I knew I was going to be seeing him before long, and so I checked his record out on your scorecard there, and I noticed that he'd slipped below 70%. I didn't realize that, and so when I saw him a few days later, I said, you know, I noticed that your small business voting record has become a little tarnished. He said, what do you mean? I said, well, you know, you have this, you voted this way, and that was contrary to small business. He was surprised. He was not aware that his record had gone below 70%. He was not aware that he had voted that way. He wasn't keeping up with those issues. And guess what? The next cycle, he was back up above 70%. And that was and I'm convinced that was from me pointing that out to him.
And, Jim, that's what we tell members all the time. You know, use this as an opportunity. Remind them that you're the taxpayer and they're the tax spender.
That's right.
And that this is your money they're using, not their money. And they get caught up and they forget that it's not their money.
Well, see, this goes back to my first point in this segment, Rosemary, is they listen, you know, they're influenced by voices. And if our voice, ladies and gentlemen, small business owners, if our voice isn't heard, if it's not loud enough, then we get drowned out by the labor unions, we get drowned out by the trial lawyers, we get drowned out by Blue Cross Blue Shield, we get drowned out by the AARP, people who are not on our side, small business owners, they're not.
Well, the one thing that I would like to remind all the people that listen to you, Jim, is next week, when they're back in Washington, pick up the phone and call your congressman. Now, you don't have to talk to them,
Yep. But
you can call and leave a message.
Mm-hmm.
And be sure you leave your phone number.
Right.
And say, you need to really look out for who the taxpayer is, and
right.
I'm the taxpayer.
And especially if you can be specific about a bill. Rosemary, unfortunately, I got to wrap it up. We've run out of time. Thank you for being here today. Good job. We'll see
you
next time.
Thank you.
Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. Happy Labor Day, ladies and gentlemen.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.